All right, what's going on, guys? It is Monday night, December the 16th. What does that mean? That means we are live here for our Monday night corporate gathering of prayer and devotional. So we want to welcome you to the program. Again, this is End Time Headlines. I am Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And it is Monday, December the 16th. Again, as we said, we are 9 days from Christmas Day. I know many of you guys are if you got kids and grandkids, you're excited. As you get older, it doesn't really feel like the holidays much. I don't think it has for a while, but that's me. But I don't think I'm alone in that. But nevertheless, we believe it or not, we are 9 days away from December 25th. We're only a couple weeks away from wrapping up 2024. We want to welcome everybody to the program tonight. We're going to come together again for a time of corporate prayer and a devotional. I got a small devotional I'm going to share with you. Then we're going to get into prayer. And we've got some major stuff we want to pray for. And then I've got some announcements. I'll give you guys an update as well. I know you guys wanted to know an update on my health, my journey in that. So we're going to cover all that tonight. Hang in there with us. I think it'll be a good one tonight. We've got about almost 100 people in here. I suspect more people will be coming in as we go on. So, let's do this little intro. We'll be right back.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, again, once again, we want to welcome everybody in. Again, we got people coming in here. We've got almost 100 people. It is getting closer to Christmas. I understand a lot of people are traveling. They're with families. They're getting ready. They're doing this, doing that. There's a lot of crazy things going on right now. And we got other people going live on Monday nights. We've got a lot of things that we compete with. We got Monday Night Football. We got this and that. So we're very grateful for you guys coming in to the podcast. To the prayer and devotional. See, a lot of familiar faces. I'm looking at the chat, the live chat. Thank you, all of the admins. Carol, I see Carol's in here. Tammy's in here. Thank you. I don't see Neocade yet, but I'm sure he's probably going to jump in here as well. We thank you. Thank God for the admins. We appreciate them. They do a great job all through the week, and you know they help navigate things and keep things in order. Keep things diplomatic, and so we appreciate them. And we see a lot of familiar faces in here that come in here week after week after week. So if you guys didn't see earlier today, we did a podcast at 2 p.m. Eastern. We talked about some major things going on in the Middle East. And let me talk about this real quick. Again, we're going to get into some prayer and devotional. I'm going to make this announcement a few times because I have to do this because people will be asking me, where are you at? So tomorrow will be Tuesday, December 17th. We're going to have to rearrange our schedule, and here's why. Typically, we take off Wednesday nights, but we're going to take off tomorrow, so there'll be no podcast tomorrow, morning or evening, and the reason why is because I'm going to be taping with Larry Ragland. He contacted me a few days ago and asked, or actually it was last week. He's putting together a lineup of individuals that he wants to bring on his show, and we're going to talk about what we foresee in 2025. Now, this is not like the Lord told me. Now, if the Lord showed me something, I would share that, but these are things that I feel in my heart, and from keeping up with what we keep up with week after week after week, I'm going to talk about at least three things that I foresee. And again, we're going to be recording this tomorrow. So we've got this slot open. This is why we're not going to be airing any podcast tomorrow, because I'll be in the studio recording this. But we'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Okay. So again, when are we off? Tomorrow, Tuesday, December 17th, no podcast. But we'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Again, of course, Lord willing. And so again, wanted to make that announcement because we've had to rearrange our schedule. So y'all be praying about that. I'm sure it'll be a great program. And it's been a while since we've been on the Big Picture with Larry Ragland. So pretty excited about getting back with Bishop and having some talking points. We're going to talk about some crazy stuff that, again, what we foresee coming in 2025. Now, tonight, I want to start out, I'm going to go to the book of James. Let's go right into this devotional, and then we're going to, this is going to kind of plow the ground, and then we'll put the seed in the ground, then we'll water it, okay? So let me go over here. I'm going to go to James chapter 1. I don't think I said James 5. James 1. James chapter 1. Now, I've got the Amplified version. Now, why is that? Because I like the way this reads, okay? So you'll be blessed by it, I promise you. But we're going to go to James chapter 1. And again, whoops, hold on. We got all kinds of crazy stuff. Hold on. We've got double stuff here. Hold on. There we go. James, I was trying to check the another screen and then got it all scrambled up here. All right, James chapter 1. I want to read this. James chapter 1. James, a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 Hebrew tribes scattered abroad among the Gentiles in the dispersion. Greetings, rejoice. All right, here we go. Verse 2. Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. Consider it nothing but joy when you fall into various trials. Now, I'm sure all of you that are watching and listening tonight, whenever you fall into various trials, that the first thing that comes to mind is what a wonderful and joyous occasion it is. Obviously, I'm being facetious. But watch this. James tells us something here that you would think, being in the Lord for 20-something years, 30 years, 40 years, serving the Lord, you would learn these things, but it's amazing how we don't grasp these things until we're going through it. Verse 3, be assured that the testing of your faith, look what it says there in parentheses, through experience produces endurance, or leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. Wow. Now, guys, I wanted to share this with you tonight because this is my family and I did this devotional about, what, 3 nights ago? And I said, wow. What a right now timing word. And every one of us that's watching and that's listening to this broadcast tonight, you are somehow, some way, either have been in, are currently in, or will go through various trials. Why? Because it's testing your faith through these trials. Now, if you read on in James chapter 1, which we're not going to do this tonight because we're not doing a whole Bible study tonight per se. I'm just doing a quick devotional and then we're going to get into prayer about this. If you study in James chapter 1, it says God does not tempt man, nor can he be tempted by evil. But he does allow us to be tested. Let me say that again. God does not tempt us. God does not purposely cause us to be tempted so that we may fall or that we may sin. No, but he permits or allows us to be tried, to be tested. Now, why would God do this? Let's go back to the text. Let me pull this back up. Again, this is from the Amplified translation. If you're watching, we're doing a little bit of devotional before we get into prayer. Consider it nothing but joy, brothers and sisters, when you fall into these various trials, be assured that the testing of your faith through the experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. Guys, can I tell you something? As much as we don't like the trials against our health, the trials against our finances, the trials that come against our marriage, the trials that come against our children, the trials that come against our businesses, the trials that come against our ministries. When these trials come, they, you know what they do? They stretch us and they pull us and they push us out of our comfort zones. It's uncomfortable. It's not pleasant to be tried in your health. There's pain involved. There's suffering involved. There is affliction involved. It's not fun and enjoyable when you're tested and tried in your finances. There's stress involved. There's anxiety involved. There's uncertainty involved. And it comes all through the whole plethora of things that come with that. It's not fun being tested in your children when you've trained them up in the way in which they should go. And then as they get older and they get more mature and they become teenagers and then they turn 18, they become wild. And then all of a sudden your teenager may veer off course. Your teen, your son, your daughter, your granddaughter, your grandson may get into drugs. They may get into alcohol. They may get in the wrong crowds. They may begin to get caught up into sexual exploration and get into all some natural, unnatural affections and all kinds of things that leaves you up at night worried and concerned and praying and pleading with God and fasting and you're doing everything you know and you're about to lose your mind. These are trials. And it blows me away that James has this audacity to say, count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. How can he make this statement? Because James understood that guys, every trial, this is what I learned a long time ago, every trial that you and I go through, every testing, every trial is for our faith. Oh, you better catch that. Listen, the enemy is coming after your faith in the area in which you believe God for, and God is allowing the test in that area in which you're believing God for. Now watch this. Satan is trying to break your faith in that area towards God, but God is allowing you to be tested in that area so you can be strengthened in that area of faith towards God. Wow. So, see, if you get around seasoned men and women of God who's been through trials and come out on the other side, they've been through the test and come out on the other side. They've been through hell in their marriage and come out on the other side. They've been through hell in their finances and come out on the other side. They've been through hell in their physical health and come out on the other side. When they face another trial or another test, you observe those individuals. And one thing I have noticed about these individuals is how they handle those trials and tests, because they understand something that you and I either have learned, will learn, or is learning. Let me say that again. They have already learned something that you and I have learned, is learning, or will learn, and that is this, that you can't have a testimony unless you endure a test and you go through the test and you pass the test. So you meet these people, you have encounters with these seasoned men and women of God, and you ask them, wait a minute, we know what kind of hell that you're going through right now. How do you have a smile on your face? How have you not lost your mind? How do you have the peace of God? How are you still in the house of God with your hands lifted up and worshiping Him and praising Him and bringing Him a new song, come on, out of your heart? And they'll look at you and they'll say something to the effect of, because I know this, my brethren, my sisters, The same God that got me through the last trial in my physical body, and I came out on the other side, is the same God who's going to get me through this trial and get me through on the other side. The same God, come on, who provided for me when it didn't look like I was going to make it to my next meal, pay my next bill, or be able to do and provide for my family. The same God that showed up as Jehovah Jireh then is still Jehovah Jireh. He didn't retire positions. And he's going to show, come on, if he did it once, he'll do it again. The same God that showed up and spared my marriage is the same God that still has my marriage as the center and the focal, and what God has put together, let no devil in hell pull asunder. The same God that, come on, rescues the prodigals is the same God who knows your sons and your daughters and where they're at. That, my friend, is how they can come out on the other side. And that's how a man like James, for James to say and write in his epistle something that, I don't even know how to, what word and terminology, something that's scandalous, that absurd, to say, consider it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. James, the fact that James was able to write that, you know what that tells me? That tells me that though the Bible never gives clarity on what James went through, it never tells us that James had a problem here, or he was tested there, or he went through this trial, or he went through that test. But I can tell you right now, for a man to write that in his epistle, that man went through some stuff and he come out on the other side. And that's why he can make such an assertion as he did. And I thought about this. Let me tell you how this is applicable to me. I thought about this last Thursday as I went and I was leaving this doctor visit. And I felt for the first time, you know, I went through a very dark period, guys. I was in a very dark place. I wasn't feeling well, pains in my body. The devil was just whispering all kinds of lies. And I left the doctors and I was more optimistic than ever. And I'm driving down the road with some worship music on. And I'm just thanking the Lord. Lord, tears strolling down my face. And said, God, I thank you, Father, that I've been through trials in my health multiple times. You brought me through then. You brought me through that one. You brought me through that one. And then there was this time. And then there was that time. And the same thing. The enemy tried to tell me that was the end of it then. He told me that was the end of it there. And this was going to take me out there. But guess what? I'm still standing. And I thank you, Father, that you're leading and ordering my footsteps. Now, again, I don't know how this is going to be applicable to you, but I do believe that this is a word. Anytime I bring these devotionals, guys, this is not just for me. This is for you. I'm telling you, this is going to be for you too. And trust me, we're getting ready to pray. But, these are equipping too, okay? So what is it? Your finances you're being tested in? Is it your marriage? Is it your family? Is it your children? Is it your health? Is it your business? Is it your ministry? What is it? God knows. But I challenge you tonight. I challenge you to baffle the devil. Instead of having a pity party and boo-hooing and complaining, come on, I'm preaching to me tonight. I was there, been there. I still have bouts of times that I do this. When we do that, guys, you know what? You know who's cheering on? The devil. The devil is just clapping and cheering, and he's looking at you while you are just, because you're agreeing with everything he's saying. He's over here telling you it's over, you're done, you're finished, you'll never come back from this, you're financially ruined, your health is gone, you'll be this, you'll be that, you've probably got this, you probably got that, you'll never be healthy again, never be strong again, you'll never do this again, your marriage is done, your prodigal sons and daughters are not coming back to the faith, your business is dead out of the water. water. It's gone belly up. Your ministry will never launch. You'll never amount to anything. I'm telling you, those lies, that's the enemy whispering that. And we have a choice. We can come into agreement with that and have, because misery likes company and pity with that. Or watch this. Or we could blow the devil away and freak him out. Right in the middle of the test, we can throw our hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I don't praise you for the storm, but I praise you that I'm coming through the storm. I don't praise you for the sickness because I know that you didn't put the sickness on me, but I praise you that you yourself bore my sicknesses and took my infirmities. I don't praise you for my marriage, come on, coming under attack, because I know you don't do that, but I praise you because what you've joined together, you can allow no man nor devil in hell to pull asunder in Jesus' name. I don't praise you for my business that seems like it's faltering and seems like it's not going to prosper, because Lord, I thank you that Father, you said in Deuteronomy 8:18 that it's you that gives me the power to establish and make wealth. It's you that gives me these abilities, that gives me these talents, gives me these gifts, gives me that vision. It's your, I just dedicate it to you. I dedicate that business to you. If you want it to be fulfilled, if you want it to come to fruition, then I just give it to you in Jesus' name. This is your business. So listen, when you give the Lord when you give yourself to him, we are not our own. We are bought with a price. The battle is not mine, but it belongs unto the Lord. All he's asking me to do is just stand on the word and fight. And watch this. When we come through these trials and we come out on the other end, you know what it does? James says it produces spiritual maturity and inner peace. And this endurance, when it has its perfect, complete, and thorough work, will be complete, developed in our faith and lacking in nothing. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to enable us and give us the ability to have a testimony to other individuals who are going through similar trials as us. And they're going to look up to us and they're going to say, if God brought them through it, he can bring me through it. That's why I have confidence, even with what I'm going through, guys. I can't lose. There's no way I can lose here. Number one, you can't threaten a Christian with death. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Number two, he's Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord, my healer. Number three, I've done extensive research, more than I ever wanted to, on nutrition. Trust me. And I've read books and books and books and literature, and I know. I'm not here to give a speech on nutrition. I don't even want to get into that, because you'll get a whole plethora of different opinions in this. Well, I did this and did this, and that's why when I don't bring it up very often, because I know what works. I've seen it work, and I've spoken to people, and I know what works. But the Lord's been dealing with me in the area of patience. Patience is not one of my virtues. Come on, who am I talking to? And it likely is probably not one of yours, because here's the deal. When it comes to like your health, for example, it took you many, many, many years to get that sick. So we can't expect in 3 days you flip a switch and you're completely whole again. That's not how it works. With me, I had to completely, and I'm still in the process of this, I have to restore my whole gut. My whole gut's been destroyed from all kinds of garbage over the years. So I've had to completely restore my gut biome and my gut health. And that's the entire foundation, because all major diseases stem out of the gut. This is known since Hippocrates. Okay, I'm just telling you. So knowing this gives us wisdom, gives us hope, and we know we just keep enduring. We keep pressing on. So listen, tonight, we're going to pray for you as an individual, and then we're going to pray corporately. Here's what we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray into James chapter 1. So if you're listening to me, And I don't know what you're, I want you to do something for me in the chat. If you want, if you don't have to do this, because I know it's a public forum. I love for you. Listen, if you're in a test in one of these areas, I want you to type this out. If it's your health, type health. If it's finances, type finances. If it's marriage, type marriage. If it's your business, type business. If it's your ministry, type ministry. If it's your children, type children. And or grandchildren, depending on who's watching, who's listening. Okay? Why? Because then this is the area that you're focused on. And I'm telling you, whatever that need is, this all fits the bill. You're being tested in this area. You're either under attack, you're by the enemy himself, you're being tested, you're being tried. The Lord is allowing you to be tested in these areas because he's building your faith in these areas. Listen, finances was something that I got tested in 24 years ago. And you all have heard me talk about this story. My wife and I didn't know how we was going to make our next house or our next payment, rent, because we were renting at that time. We didn't know how we was going to make rent. We didn't know how we was going to get our next meal. We only had like $10, $20 to our name. And we went to a church service and the anointing of God was there. And we gave in the offering the last $10 we had. Now, unless the Lord tells you to do that, don't do that. But if you feel the Lord telling you to do that, obedience is greater than sacrifice. And we did this. And the next day, we're crying the whole way home, and the devil's just whooping up on us, telling us we're fools, we're idiots, you dummy. How are you going to do this? And how are you going to make this payment? And how are you going to do, what are you going to do about groceries? What are you going to do about food? What are you going to do about your rent? Do all this stuff. And the next day we drove all the way. We drove 45 minutes or an hour to where we used to live to check our mail where we used our resident, or where we used to be residents at. And so our mail was still in process of trying to be transferred. And when we checked the mail, there was a check in there. To this day, we don't know why there was a check in there. We don't know why it was issued to us, but it was a check for over $300. And I remember, and this is when God taught us about the area of covenant with him through tithing and giving. And I remember we broke down and we wept and we thanked God and we praised God. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about a test. We were tested in the area of our finances. And that was the day I can mark right there. That was the day that we made a vow to God and we made a covenant with God, just like Jacob did. And we made that covenant that we would honor the Lord with the first fruits of our increase, with the tenth. And we've done that for 24 years. And I'm here to tell you that God has been faithful to us. Now, how can I say that? Because again, if I wouldn't have went through that, guys, I wouldn't have known that he was Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Okay. And we could sit here all night and we could go through the chat and people could sit here and testify how God did this and how God did this and how God did this. So I want to challenge you today. Number one, take out your notebook, take out your tablet, take out your phone, whatever the case may be. And I want you to think about this tonight. Write down every time that you were tried in that particular area, whatever you typed out. If you've been tried in your health before and God was faithful and brought you out, you need to write it down, type it out. And then there, and then that area. You know what that's going to do? It's going to build your faith because you have a point of reference, friend. This is how David was able to slay Goliath because he had already taken the same God that helped him defeat the lion and the bear was the same God who was going to help him defeat, Goliath, and if had be, his brothers. That's why he had five smooth stones and not one, because he was prepared not to take down one giant, but five. Are you hearing me? So this is where we're going to pray. We're going to pray into this. And then we're going to pray into this situation in New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, all up in the north and northeast, guys, because I am troubled. I'm very troubled about And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, you're going to hear me talk about this probably when I come on with Bishop Larry Ragland. One of the things that I'm deeply concerned about for 2025 is if I believe, and I'm going to pull this. This is just came out, by the way. I'm going to show you this real quick. Give me just a second to pull this up. This article just came out. We haven't even shared this at all on our website, or we haven't talked about this at all. It says, mystery as radioactive shipment goes missing in New Jersey and drone invasion. Look at this. Radioactive material went missing in New Jersey earlier this month, fueling conspiracy theories that it could be linked to the mysterious drone sightings. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I absolutely believe this is a part of it. This is a part of it. I believe that there is a legitimate nuclear, biological, or chemical, we'll just say WMD threat, a weapon of mass destruction threat that is imminent in the north, northeast. So if you're listening, you're in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, that whole area right there. I believe this is what's going on. And these drones are searching for this. Now, why am I concerned about this? Because I believe, and again, you're going to hear me repeat this on his show, so just get ready. But we got to pray about this. Tonight's prayer, so we got to pray about this. We need to be praying. I think two prominent major events coming up that could be targets is New Year's Eve, Times Square in New York, and or the presidential inauguration coming up on January 20th. These are the two events coming up that I'm very concerned about. I'm very concerned about. And we need to pray against any plots, any plans and assignments of hell that would try to perpetrate an attack like this. This would be absolutely catastrophic and devastating. So, all right, so tonight, what are we going to pray about? We're going to pray about each other and these categories of being tested, and then we're going to close this by praying about this situation and these drones and whatnot. So come on, let's get into an attitude of prayer right now. Let's shift our attitude towards prayer, and remember what you typed out, and we're going to pray into that right now. Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, we invite your precious Holy Spirit into this prayer, into this gathering tonight, into this corporate time of prayer and devotion. We ask that you be richly felt, Lord, that you would show up and show out, show up in the lives of these individuals that are watching live or by the rebroadcast, right there in their living rooms, in their vehicles, in their offices, in their bedrooms, in their kitchen, and their wherever they're watching, wherever they're listening. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would show up and show out tonight. Heavenly Father, we lift our lives up before you tonight. Father, we know according to the book of James chapter 1, Lord, you said that, Father, we are to consider it all joy when we fall into these diverse temptations, these different types of trials and temptations. We are to rejoice knowing that, Father, that we are going to be tried and tested in our faith. But Lord, when we know that when we come out on the other side of this thing, we will be mature, we will have inner peace, and that we'll have a thorough work that's done through us, that we can be completely developed in our faith and lacking in nothing, so that we can go and we can be a blessing to others. We can reach others. We can help each other. We can encourage others. We can lift others up. We can pull them out of miry clays. We can pull them out of dark places. We can pull them out of pits. We can pull them out of depression. We can pull them out of health anxiety. We can pull them out of financial stress and anxiety. We can pull them out of marital problems. We can pull them out of these issues with their children. Lord, we can lock arms with them. We can lock faith with them. them. We can pray accordingly. And you said, according to Matthew 18:19, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing on earth, it shall be done by the Father which is in heaven. So Father, we come into agreement tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I come into agreement with all of these needs tonight. Father, for those that are suffering in their health, Lord, they have afflictions, they have infirmities, they have pains, they have weaknesses, they have diagnoses, they have diseases, they have ailments. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for divine healing in Jesus' name. And I declare that this is passing in Jesus' name, that Father, you're bringing healing and wholeness and deliverance from these trials in our health in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, I believe there's going to be people, including myself, Father, that when we get through this thing and we come out on the other end, Father, that when we meet other fellow brothers and sisters or individuals that are going through the same diverse trials as us and testings, that we can encourage them. We can uplift them. We can help them. We can equip them and tell them, this is how I got through it. This is who got me through it. And this is how you can get through it. And this is who's going to help you get through it. And we can give them the wisdom. We can give them the ammunition that we use to get ourselves through that trial, that God helped us and carried us through that. Because Lord, we know that you're guiding us and you're leading us and directing us through these trials and these tests, because you said, lo, I'll be with you even until the end of the age. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. And Lord, that means you're there in the hospital bed with us. You're there in the pit with us. You're there in the dark at times with us. You're in the valley, but you're on the mountain. You're in the downs and you're in the ups. You're there when we're healthy and you're there when we're sick. Lord, you're not just present. Your anointing is not just there when everything's great, when we just got money in our pocket, when our mortgage is paid, and when our marriage is great, and when our children are all, they all love us and they're all there. But Father, I thank you that you're with us and through all these trials. I thank you that you're restoring, you're reconciling, you're reestablishing relationships and marriages and families in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Father, we come against the devil. We come against the adversary. We come against Satan. We come against his imps, his principalities, his powers, his demons, his spirits, his assignments of hell to come kill, steal, and destroy. Father, we cancel those assignments tonight. We plead to profess the blood of Jesus over our marriage. We profess the blood of Jesus over our finances. We profess it over our health. We profess it over our children. We profess it over our business. We profess it over our ministry in Jesus' name. I declare that no weapon formed against these areas shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shall condemn in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I declare that we are the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. We shall lend and not borrow. We shall own and not rent. Lord, we are blessed coming in and blessed coming out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the country, and everything that we lay our hands to do shall prosper. We are whole. We are healed. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord our God in Jesus' name. We are whole. Lord, we are not feeble. We are not weak. We're not broken. We're not busted and disgusted, Father, but we are sons and daughters of the Most High in Jesus' name. We are priests and kings according to your kingdom, Lord, in Jesus' name. We're a peculiar people. We've come out of darkness and we're in your marvelous light, and we shall show forth praises in Jesus' name. We shall sing a new song tonight. The joy of the Lord is our strength in Jesus' name. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore, and in your presence is the fullness of joy. The Bible says, let them shout for joy and let the Lord be magnified who finds pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So, Father, we worship you, we praise you, and we thank you in Jesus' name that your promises are yes and amen unto those that believe. So we're going to hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for you are faithful who promised and will surely bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We'll not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Father, we know that every trial and every test is for our faith in these areas in which we believe. Even Peter was tested because Jesus said, I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith faileth not. And Lord, I thank you that our faith will not falter and it will not fail in these areas in which we're believing God for. And we declare it tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Now, guys, I want to lift up every single, but if you're in the chat watching live or by the rebroadcast of this, and you live in New York or New Jersey or Pennsylvania, I want you to type it in the chat. Type in NY, type in NJ, or type in PA if you live in any of these regions. And if you see their name coming up here, you need to pray for them. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for this situation right now. So again, if you or you have family members, I do. I have family members. I'm going to go ahead and type it in here. I've got all kinds of family in New York. So this hits home for me too. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray against assignments of hell to try to kill, steal, and destroy through this very situation that we talked about, through these this possible nuclear, radioactive, biological, chemical, again, WMD, that is potentially missing, that is in hands of sinister characters, nefarious characters that have plans to bring much harm. We're coming against this tonight, right now, in Jesus' name. Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we lift up this situation right now before your throne. Father, we come against these horrendous, horrific assignments of hell to try to bring the loss of many lives, to try to bring destruction and upheaval and death, Lord, to these states and to these people. Lord, in Jesus' name, we come against this. We come against these assignments. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that, Father, that the perpetrators would be exposed, they'd be manifested. Lord, that whatever is lost will be found. It will be discovered. It will be brought to the light. What is hidden shall be made known. What is covered shall be revealed in Jesus' name. Father, you said that in your word. I pray the Holy Ghost begin to speak to praying mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers and fathers and men of God and women of God and daughters and sons in the states of New Jersey and Pennsylvania and places in the north and northeast. Let them individuals that are seeking your face, I pray that you would reveal plans and plots of the enemy to them in their prayer closet, and that they can relay this information to the authorities that need be, in Jesus' name. Come on. Guys, you know this has happened, right? This has happened. Did you know that there is men and women of God who prayed and sought the Lord, and the Holy Ghost showed them things that was being planned and perpetrated, and those individuals went to authorities and revealed to them what the Holy Spirit spoke to them, and they were able to foil terror attacks. This has happened. But you just don't hear about it a lot. But I'm telling you, this happens. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that this would happen in Jesus' name. I pray that whatever assignment that the enemy has, it will not prevail. No weapon formed against America shall prosper. If there's any plan or plot or assignment of hell that would be orchestrated for New Year's Eve, the inauguration, or any other event leading up to 2025 or in 2025 in relation to this situation right here, we pray that it be exposed and brought to light and brought to the authorities' attention in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, and if there is something that we don't know that is not being known to us, I pray that that be brought to light too and be made manifest in Jesus' name. I pray, come on, I don't even know how long we've gone here, guys. Let's see. We've gone 43 minutes. Let's close it out with this. I want everybody, come on, to receive this prayer. We're going to pray a prayer of covering over every individual in this chat, the rebroadcast and whatnot right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray a covering, Lord, right now over every household, every family member, over every residence, over your neighborhood, over your city, over your state. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your family, over your household, over your bloodline right now. I declare no weapon will be formed against you and it will not prosper. I declare that 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. I declare that you shall not fear the noisome pestilence. You shall not the fowler, the destruction that lies at noonday. You shall not fear these things. No plague shall come nigh their dwelling. I declare the angels of the Lord over you that shall keep you and bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Lord, I declare your word in the book of Psalm that says the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear you and he delivers them out of all their troubles. Lord, just like you did with Job, you put a hedge around everything that he had. You put a hedge around his home. You put it around his household. You put it around his family. You put it around his finances. You put it around his business. You put it around his marriage. Lord, I thank you for that hedge. I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the word of God in Jesus' name and your protecting power. I thank you, Father, that not a hair on our head shall be plucked that you don't know about, because you said the very hairs on our head are numbered. And you said in Matthew 6, why then should we worry about what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to do tomorrow? These things do not add any value to our lives. And you said that these things are what the Gentiles seek after. But you said our Heavenly Father knows what we need of before we even ask. And if our Heavenly Father clothes the grass of the field and he provides to the sparrows, and he knows that he knows a single bird that falls from the sky, think about it, church, then surely God is going to take care of those in covenant with him in Jesus' name. Come on. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Listen, we love you guys. We appreciate you so much for coming on tonight. You didn't have to do this on a Monday night, but you did. And this is the faithful remnant that come on here and pray with us. And guys, of course, listen, if you'd like to, if you haven't downloaded our app, and I'm pretty sure everybody here has, again, pick it up on Apple, Android. It's free. Also, if you'd like to support this ministry, if you like to be, listen, maybe you're not a partner of our ministry, but 2025 is coming up and you want to, and you felt like the Lord has put on your heart to partner with our ministry. Listen, we are a partner supported ministry. We don't sell any merchandise. Everything is free. All we ask is you pray about becoming a partner. If you wish to do that and that's in your heart, you can do that either electronically through the app, through the website, right up at the top where it says support, End Time Headlines, you could click there. And thank you, Crossroads K9. I thank you for your support. Again, that's, you can do that. You can give by check or money order, and you can give right there on your screen, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, that's going to be Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So that's how, if you wish to give, again, the website, the app, right there at the top where it says support, you can click there, or you can do what K9 did right there. You can do a super chat, you can click there, or super thanks, or whatever. I get confused by all that stuff that YouTube's got out there that does that. So, again, we love you guys. We appreciate you. Again, remember, tomorrow, guys, no podcast, no 2 p.m., no 8 p.m. Again, we'll be taping tomorrow with Larry Ragland for whenever we air that. And then we'll be back here Wednesday and then Thursday, Lord willing, Friday, and then Saturday as well. So until we see you guys on the next one, I pray the Lord's blessings upon you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. And may his angels go before you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.